Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Running back Raymond Harris spent four seasons with the Bears in the mid-90s. The former Ohio State Buckeye made quite a splash in his rookie season, proclaiming himself the Ultra Back.
I love that nickname, man. It was funny because in 94, I remember floating that out there to everybody, and it just kind of caught on. It caught fire, so yeah, I love being that. I remember, like, as soon as I got a chance to get some playing time, someone mentioned, like, you know, how do you set yourself apart? Now I remember coming up with this idea of calling myself the Ultra Back. I was picturing, like, blowing up in Chicago, being Ultra Back cartoons and all of that type of things happening, but it didn't really plan out ever, really, like, shape up to happen that way, but it was still really cool.
The nickname Ultra Back fit because Harris could run, catch, and block. His versatile play helped lead the Bears to the playoffs his rookie season in 1994, his only postseason appearance.
I got tricked. They tricked me into thinking, like, you know, oh, we'll go to the playoffs all the time. We had a young team that was inexperienced. I think it was Coach Wance's second year. We squeaked into the playoffs as a wild card. Then we upset Minnesota in Minnesota, hostile environment. We got mopped by San Francisco the following week on their way to winning the Super Bowl. But at that point in time, I thought, like, man, we have so much talent and we had great chemistry. I thought we would just win, like, games, you know, continually and make it to the playoffs. But after that first year, it just never, like, happened that way. We had a bunch of injuries and, you know, guys didn't, you know, perform as well. We had some, you know, shaky free agent signings here and there. So, looking back on it, my rookie year was really probably like one of the most special years for me.
One of Raymond's biggest thrills came off the field, a guest spot on the sitcom Married with Children. Teammates Eric Kramer and Curtis Conway joined him on the set with Al Bundy.
Hey, guys, I hope you're not still mad at me for making you look bad at practice.
Okay, so you had a few good days.
You're still old and flabby. You smell like Ben Gay.
And because of you, we all have jock itch.
Married with Children is set in Chicago. They approached me during the offseason. I want to say it was my third year. And they said they wanted a few Bears.
I agreed to let you take the Bears to the Super Bowl. I didn't agree to let you play in it.
Well, that's not fair.
Duh. I'm the devil!
The actual episode, Al sold his soul to the devil to finally have a chance to play in the NFL because he was always someone who was always talked about his high school football career. And the devil was played by the guy who played Freddy Krueger. So I'm on a TV set. There's a crowd, and they're laughing. I have jokes, and I'm reciting jokes, and people are cracking up.
36 blast on three.
Who's talking? Kramer. Is it you? Speak up!
But it was an amazing opportunity, and it still comes on in reruns. And I would say it's pretty common. Like, I would say every few months that someone either texts me or gives me a call and say, "Hey, man, I didn't know you were in Married with Children." And I'm like, "See, come on, man, recognize my skills, man." Now, the only crazy thing is, I still receive like residual like checks too. And they used to be like $150, $200. Now they're like $5.75. That's not as impressive.
Yoo-hoo! Smokey! Yogi! Boo-boo!
What are you doing?
Trying to get the Bears' attention.
Christina Applegate became a household name thanks to her role as Kelly Bundy on Married with Children. Raymond recalls meeting her and the other cast members on the set.
I remember we were in getting dressed, had to do makeup, and she was real nice. "Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you." And so I'm like, "Hey, I know you." And then just recounting like this whole story just makes me crack up right now. But yeah, she was super nice. Peg Bundy, Katie Sagal, who continued to be like a really successful actress. She was really nice. Like, everyone on the set was like incredibly nice. Even Bud, David Faustino, he was super cool. He had a burgeoning like rap career that he was trying to get off the ground, and he's playing me like songs. "Hey, man, look, hey, come listen to this. What do you think about this song I'm doing?" I was like, "Hey, man, this song is trash." But I like you a lot. You're a good guy. So, yeah, it was really cool, man.
Today, the Ultraback is back at his alma mater working as director of development for Ohio State Athletics, responsible for fundraising for all 36 intercollegiate sports.
Being able to affect the guys directly and not have to worry about wins and losses because I'm not a coach, but actually just be able to, like, be a mentor to them, just speak to them, talk to them, work out with them. You see how I'm still buff like this, so I'm still running around with these guys. Man, they're not that good. But being able to do all of that, like, with these guys, but then at the same time also bring money in to help support not only them but the future, like, student athletes that come, it's an amazing job.